I just the other day got an internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why? Because it got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The internet's not something you can just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Antitrust laws, as a matter of fact, that's going to come out of the Judiciary Committee. We made an agreement. I don't know if you know this, but the Judiciary Committee, we will not deal with antitrust conflict with this committee. They're going to take a look at the internet from the point of view of antitrust, and they're going to inform something concerning antitrust to the floor, and we'll decide whether we'll add that to this bill, or whether that, add that to it separately. But the regulatory approach, is wrong! It's wrong! Your approach, it's regulatory! It's regulatory in the sense that it says no one can charge anyone for massively invading this world of the internet. Mr. Chairman, now, yes, sir. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. No, I'm not finished. I've listened to the lady for quite some time now. I want to make people understand my position. These people who want to support these things, last tax effort, are people that want to use the internet for the end use of their profit, not for the consumer. And these people are changing the fact of what they're delivering now. I think the result is if we went your way, instead of paying $30 a month, we'd be paying $50 a month, will there be fewer broadband subscribers? It will restrict it. I think that's why the world has turned against this. They have not done it. I don't think anyone can show that there's been a violation of a sense in what we would call net neutrality. It's a matter of fact that our bill, we have a provision of last request for the FCC to monitor this. Until that time, there will be no. They cannot invade this area and start regulation of the type that the senator is describing. I think network security, network independence are absolutely essential. The wrong regulatory approach in imposing a heavy-handed regulation the board has demonstrated for me is wrong. It's the center when you realize that you're asking for regulation. You're asking for a coherent system. You're asking now that you can't tell people who do they have to pay for these systems. They cannot ask someone to pay the increased capability that they provide for what? For business. I don't have to have that kind of speed they're talking about. In turn, speed that they're going to put in the internet for people who are streaming through 10, 12 movies at a time or a whole book at a time for the same consumer's use. Those are not you and me. They're not consumers. They're providers! Any people that provide these things over and use the internet for a delivery service rather than the concept of communication, that's the difference now. I do not believe that net neutrality is something. Well, I will say this, that I don't think anyone has defined what net neutrality is. And when we heard that there's something behind, let's go ahead. We designed the whole concept of communication. To have this one situation where an army wants to use the internet for their purpose to save money from doing what they're doing now. They use FedEx, they use delivery services, they use the mail, they live it in other ways, but they wanted to vast amounts of information over the internet. Again, that internet, you know that internet? It's not something you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, and you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts in enormous amounts of material. Enormous amounts of material. Now, we have a separate department defense then. Now, you know that why? You know why? Because they are not having to build delivery. They can't afford being delayed by other people. The secrecy of the United States requires a separate network of defense. I think these people who are arguing that they should be able to dump all this stuff on the internet ought to consider whether they don't build a commercial system themselves. Maybe there is a place where commercial men that's not using what consumers use every day. It's not the messaging service that is essential to, I think, small businesses. It's essential to our operation of families. The whole concept is, if there is something that has been done that is a violation of net neutrality. And then net neutrality is you and me. Yeah. Sorry about that one. It's kind of long. This is a brand new one. I don't even have lyrics for it yet, so we'll see how it goes.